continuing the Shvi's Biyun Ishurim, try to come and try capturing a few minutes some of the topics that are dealt with when we're speaking about Shemitah, or the general concepts. And we hit here something right before Hanukkah, and there's a very interesting topic that has to do with Hanukkah. Let's start. The Mishnah in Shvi's, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, it says, Shalosh Aratzos L'Shvi's. There's three lands for Shemitah. Kol Shechziku L'Bovil, Meretz Yisrael V'Ad Ksiv, they have what L'Bovil captured. Loi Nechel L'Loi Nevar has a full Dush of Shvi's. You can't eat the fruits, and you're not allowed to work the lands. The Kol Shechziku L'Mitzrayim, meaning the capture that happened when Amisrael came to Mitzrayim, the first Amisrael went to Eretz Yisrael basically twice for now, and hopefully getting to the eventually building the third time. But the two times the Amisrael came as to build with some Mikdash, one's considered Kibush Mitzrayim, one's considered to be Kibush Abab. So Kibush Mitzrayim is not considered to be the same Kibush as the Mishnah. Miksim ve'adana'ar ve'adamon ha'nechal v'lo nevot, there you can eat it on Shemitah, but you're not allowed to work the lands. This is famous. The Gemara tells us that Rabban Chazal gave the Aniyim place where to get their fruits, to look at Shechopeh, in the place of Olam Yisrael. And then, from there on, Nechol v'Nevot. So the Mishnah already tells us right away that we have a difference between Kibush Olam Yisrael and Kibush Bavel. Kibush Bavel is whatever was captured by Olam Bavel, that has a din of full Shemitah. Olam Yisrael, it's a Gdusha, but doesn't have the full din of Shemitah. Why is that so? Why do you have that difference? So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchir Perek Vav gives us an explanation. He says an explanation that needs Hesber, and let's first of all see what he says. V'lama niuhisa, what to say, the Kedusha of Mikdosh does have a Kedusha. He says, V'lama niuhisa b'midosh u'shalayim she'kudusha v'yishen k'dusha son lo'osim lo'o. Kedusha b'yishen u'sh teis. V'kudusha sheretz yisrael li'en shvi'is u'mayisus k'yitza b'yem lo'i kod shalosim lo'o. You say, or the Mitzrayim, whatever they captured, that Kedusha doesn't remain. It goes away until El Bov came. Says the Ma'ariv Rama, the Fishi Kedusha, some Mikdash Yushalayim, Yashchino, the Shchino ain't about Tel. Yushalayim comes because the Shchino is there, the Shchino is always there. Okay, never leaves. The real aim is Shemois Mikdash Eichem, Abish Hashem Mikdusha, so we're going to show the Stel Kedusha. Abaz, look the Rambam, Chiyuv la'aretz v'shviz v'maizres ein l'lipnei shu kibush rabim. The reason is because it was captured, was conquered by the rabbi. Kibush shikachoretz v'yadeim, but in the minute the godly land was conquered back, but the kibush v'niftarim v'natoyo v'namaizres v'nashviz sharei ein eretz yisrael. They conquered, it was reconquered, it was taken away. So whatever they did was removed. The only reason there's a kedusha over here is because they conquered it. Well, once you don't conquer, once the conquer is over, quest.
I mean, once the Greeks came.
Once the Roman thing came.
But that's later.
So you're right. Once the Babylonians came.
Early.
Kedusha Rishayna. Babylonians, early. You're right. The cave on Shalai Ezrael, the Kitcho, the second Kedusha, of Babylon, the Kitcho, the Kibush.
Right, wasn't it?
Was Kibush. Ella Bechazaka, Shechziko Ba. That's what Rambam says. Rambam says like this. There's a difference between the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael from Oil Mitzrayim to Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael from Oil Bavel. Oil Mitzrayim is a din of Kibush. Kibush means, why is it yours? Because they conquered it. So you fought for it. So they fight back. It's taken away. The Kenyan, the what you have in Oil Bavel is not because of Kibush, it's because of Kenyan. Because of Chazakah. I did a Chazakah. Chazakah doesn't go away. Now, the Mefarshim were bothered with this Rambam. You know, the Ravid already right away attacks the Rambam, learns different ones, like the opposite. Let's leave the Ravid aside for now. But Kesemish over here doesn't understand the Rambam. What's the Svarah? What's the difference? What do you mean Kibush? Who cares? Why this goes away, does not go away? I don't understand it. Listen to the Mishnah. Ain't you there? Why should it be greater? You calculate someone to get away from you. And he says more than that. We have to keep Shuram Chazaka. So he has a question. So there's many ways the Achrayim answer it. One way that the Achrayim bring is that they want to say, Pshat is, that what the Pshat the Chazaka is really, we didn't have our powers. The Persians allowed us to go. So today also, the Goyim allowed us to be there. Like, you have that same that permission was never gone. Rosh Zalman Orbach in his Sefer on Pesachis Trumas, he's on Mishnayis, he says, no, he says, the Pshat is that there's two different types of Kinyonim, and the Kinyon of Kibush goes away, Kinyon of Chazaka does not go away. And he goes to explain it. He says, Kinyon doesn't go away, that's what the Rambam learns. Kinyon of Chazaka, if I'm Mavzik, I have a Kinyon of Chazaka, it doesn't go away. Okay, so I'm just saying this is something that needs more understanding. It's a whole sugya in its own. The Rambam gives us the key. Kinyan Bavel is a kibush that goes away. The Bavel is Chazaka does not go away.
And therefore Yagel will never be either.
Why?
Because it's like you lose it and you get it.
Okay, but that's it's right, but Bavel is ours. Bavel is ours. Pashas Bavel is ours. I mean, when we got the oil of Bavel, then they don't think, no, it never goes away. Okay, but we don't bubble. Let's say it. Charlie, so here comes the interesting Charlie. This is what's in the Gyal in the Yayma. There is land, there is areas in Eretz Yisrael that were conquered by the Chashmoinoim. Meaning, we spoke about till now that there's two stages of the conquering going up to the land. You have Oyel Mitzrayim, the Kiyar Mitzrayim, they went in the building of Sivisharishim. Then there was Oyel Bava that went up and built the Sivisharishim. It wasn't such an impressive building. It was Barov, we learned now in the Gemaras, Beselim Shoshana. It was not very nice. Until the Chashmonaim. Because the Chashmonaim came, eventually they conquered really back from the Yevonim. They became independent. And eventually it was Hardus when they rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. So Chashmonaim is considered to be a new restart of Beis HaMikdash. Called Chanukah. Because it's Chinuch Beis HaMikdash, simple understanding. There's land that Chashmonaim conquered that an Oyel Bavel they didn't have. When they came 200 something years before, they got the land. Some areas only Chashmonaim got. One example to that, as the Chayyim bring over here, is Gaza. Gaza. But the Oyel Bavel did not have it, but the Chashmonaim did. Does that have a Gdusha or not? Interesting discussion in the Achrayim. The Morik Tzia of the Yavetz wants to say that it does have the Gdusha, if I'm not mistaken. And the Chaim Kanievsky, in the beginning of the Hilchos Trumas, it's also where the Rambam speaks about these Kinyonim, speaks about it, he quotes him, he brings some of the Shitas, a discussion. Does Chashmonaim occur here or not? Is there any Kinyon of Chashmonaim? Do we say that the Chashmonaim also have, are they the extension of Oyel Bavel? Same Oyel Bavel did it, also they're not. Now, you could have said, one simple, just to put it into the discussion, is according to the simple reading of the Rambam, what's the reason that Oyel Bavel has a Kedusha that remains? Because Oyel Bavel was not a Kibush. It was by Chazaka. Chashmonaim, the was a Kibush. They conquered the land. So the Lord, they will go away the same way the Messiah goes away. Do we say that or not? That's a discussion over here. Is the Makom Shekavshu Chashmonai have a din of Oyel Bavel the Gdusha stays or not? The discussion of the Gaza that it's about down the Chashmonai took, is that the same Gaza of today or not? Maybe it's not such an opportunity today because we don't live in Gaza, but I'm saying when Gush Katif was there, so it would be an interesting Shiloh. Does that have din of Gdusha? Gdusha is boy, Gdusha Loi Mitzrayim. The Rash Mr. Loi, which is a Mefarish in the Yerushalmi, he says, Apshat, and this really ties back to what we just learned. And he says, you know why Oyel Bavel, why their Kibush states? Not because they are Chazaka only, but because their Chazaka added to Kibush Mitzrayim. What is he saying? You really need to have both. You have to have the Kedushas, Kibush. This answers the question of Kasamish. This is Kasamish, so, did Oli Mitzrayim have it? Yeah. But you need to have a two-stage. You have to have the Kibush Oli Mitzrayim that does whatever it does. Plus, you have to have a Chazaka of Oli Bavel. When you have the combination of both, that's when you have a Kedusha that stays. Because you have the Oli Mitzrayim plus on the Oli Bavel. After the Sam, what is the story behind it? Meaning, so to speak, you're right. When you have, without going too much of the longness over here, when you have a double factor, that's when you say the Kedusha stays. That's when he gives us the key. Understand now, get the longness of it. Says Rashi Sirloi, that will take away the Chashmonaim. Because Chashmonaim conquered what Oli Mitzrayim did not conquer. That's the way you need to have both. It's not enough to have only one. You need to have both. So he may with Chashmonaim take, it does not last afterwards or not. It does not last. I think the way the Merkitzir says, if I'm not mistaken, between the Mefarshim, that the Merkitzir, the Yavetz learns, the Chashmonai is really a hemshech of Ezra. Ezra comes in the beginning of Bavel, and he conquers the land, he does chazak of the land, Chashmonai just extend and expand that. And that makes a lot of sense. Now this will end. Really, the whole idea of Chanukah is the Chanukah is considered to be the Hashlama of Vaishen. How do we know that? So we finish the Medrash. Because the Medrash tells us that when they build the Mishkan, when was the Mishkan finished? When they finished preparing the Mishkan? It says, Medrash, Shoini, was finished in Kafhei Kislev. Ready to go. Says, Kishbuch, no, waiting for Nisan. Nisan is when Yitzchak was born, that's what the Medrash says. But Alay L'Shalem, the Kislev, Kislev lost out. Kids was supposed to be Chanukah of Mishkan. I have to give them something else. So what am I going to give them? I give them Chanukah by Sheni. Chanukah is Bechash Menorah. Meaning the Chanukah is a celebration of Sheni. That's the main celebration. The Beisos has a whole shtickle to say that by Rishon was completed in Tishri, the first of the Sukkim. So they didn't fast in Yom Kippur. And by Sheni, the main Chanukah is Kislev. And by Shlishi, what lost in love will be Cheshvan. So say Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev is the 3 months of the children of Rachel. From there is basically this built. What do you see over here? The main shot is the Chashmonai. That's something separate. Chashmonai is the ultimate fruition, ultimate completion of what Ezra did. So you may, when we're going back to the Kedusha, according to where Ktziyah Pshat is, the Chashmonai is not a separate thing. It's a completion of what Ezra is doing. It's just an expansion of that. And the same way the Kedusha of the Bavel continues, Chashmonai is not a separate thing, it's part of Oli Bavel. The whole spike change is the one Oli Bavel, the Kedusha of that stays forever. That's at least the discussion we have over here. The God make Vulos Haaretz. Stop over here.